How now, Brown Gal? This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom A. Edison. Tom Edison speaking. Hey, we're going to connect the dots tonight. And whether you're a brown cow or a white buffalo or a phoenix flying in the sky, you could be an ET in a motor ship. Doesn't matter. We're going to connect the dots tonight. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. Hey, you know what I say? If it ain't right, fix it. And we're going to use language and thoughts and ideas to try to fix everything tonight. Fix it. You know? Call Roto-Rooter, and away go your troubles down the drain. If only it was that easy. Hey, welcome to Connect the Dots Radio Show, every Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Hey, if you're in England, it's Sunday, 6 a.m. Whatever, if you're in New York, it's 1 a.m. That's right. And the only thing I have to say is three words. Connect the dots. Connect the dots for yourself, and your life will be a much better life, guaranteed. Hey, did I say this is Colin Radio Show? Yes, it is. 888-627-6008. And if you don't feel like calling in, you know what? Look up BBS Radio on the internet while you're listening to my voice. Go down to my show, Connect the Dots. It's on Saturday, Station 1, 10 p.m. Specific time. It's a specific time, Pacific time. And click on the name of my show. That's right, Station 1, 10 p.m. Saturday. Connect the dots. Click on that and you'll see information about me. You'll see my link to CD Baby Music Store. I've got some of the most enlightening music ever written and recorded on two albums. Hey, check it out. You get a 29-second preview of every song. And I would appreciate that you would buy it and share the music with the rest of the world. And at the same time, you'll be helping me with my 2020 presidential campaign. Hey, you can look that up on your cell phone, even. 2020 President Tom Edison. That's right. I'm putting myself in the presidential office before the election. That's right. I'm identifying myself as 2020 President Tom Edison. And I want to be because I've got the solutions. And I want to give the people what they want. And we have all different kinds of people, and everybody wants different things. But, of course, it's possible to give everybody a little bit of what they want. Anybody says it can't be done, they're idiots. And you should never vote for them, period. Never vote for a Democrat or Republican again. These are the people that created all the problems. What can I say? It is so obvious. Hey, we got to talk about the ETs. We got to talk about the 5G letters. Letters and numbers, yeah. Yeah, the ETs are here. Hundreds of ET races are here, but the good guys, Pleiadians, Sirians, Arcturians, the Galactic Federation of Light, or is it the Galactic Confederation. I'm a little not sure which one is the correct terminology there, but you know what? People go on Twitter. Somebody make it definitely. Is it the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation? You know, like the Confederate States of America. Can I tell you, there's a million products that could be used the word Confederate in. You might not know what I'm talking about, but there's a few people I know what I'm talking about. Anyhow, all I got to say, the world needs an education on what's going on. There's ET here, ET's here on our planet. They're trying to bring the Earth into the fifth dimension, trying to bring the human race into the fifth dimension. They're anchoring the love vibrational frequencies. I mean, this is what I pick up that people are talking about, you know. I can't say it's first-hand knowledge. I'm talking second-hand knowledge here, but it's out there. And we, the human race, you, the listeners, we all need to start talking about this. Forget about waiting for some official authority from governments. Governments are a bunch of jerks. No matter what country you go to, the governments are jerks, period. You don't have to go far. Look at our Congress, U.S. Congress. A bunch of jerks, a bunch of blowhards, a bunch of do-nothing jerks, period. When's the last time any of them had a good idea about anything? I can't remember. You'll have to look deep for that one. But, I think when they wrote the Constitution, that was the last time, and the Bill of Rights, that was the last time U.S. government had anything good to say. Ever since that, it's been downhill. And, the bad guys have been taking over. And the U.S. government, let's face it, is ruled by money, lobbyists, and dirt bags, yes. And there's a lot of good ETs on our world now that are trying to round up the bad guys. They call them the cabal. We call them no good so-and-sos, filthy rich dirt bags. And we have 1,000 other bad names for them, but they deserve those bad names. I mean, truthfully, republics don't work, and if anybody proved that, hey, it's American government, but they're proving that over in Europe even worse. I feel sorry for those poor people over in Europe. Oh my God, look what the European Union has done to all the nationalities, with the exception of a few, over there in Europe. They destroyed the whole culture of every nation, basically, and they're continuing on it. Nobody's even talking about it. That should be major news. Well, as long as we're talking about informative information here, I'm going to do my part and give everybody a little lecture in real history. My favorite date to point out about the Earth being invaded from bad ETs, it's about 450,000 years ago with the you can find this information out, but in a book called The 12th Planet, Lost Book of Enki, Zachariah Sitchin is the author. One of the few people who had the ability to read Sumerian clay tablets. And he wrote a number of books about, we could call it ancient history. Recorded ancient history on stone clay tablets, so it has some validity of what how the Earth was visited and invaded and controlled by these entities from the 12th planet, as he identifies the name of their planet. Actually, the name of the planet is called Nibiru, and this should be taught in history class in every public school in every nation in the world, because this is part of our history, and it falls under the term of interference into the affairs of mankind. And I'll claim, everybody, all these religions, they want to point out the devil is the cause of root of all evil and stuff like that. Yeah, sure, there's demonic spirit beings, and I believe the information that the Luciferian Rebellion visited Earth about 200,000 years ago, but way before that, we have the 12th planet, and I claim that these, I'm going to run through a little list of things, and you see if you can recognize these things. They are the worst influence that ever was impressed upon the human race. So whenever the Luciferian Rebellion got here, whether you want to believe it's 200,000 years ago or not, it was long in place, the evil ways of the 12 planet. Hey, these are the creatures that set themselves up as the false gods. I mean, they tried to pretend they were really godly because stupid humans had heard the story about gods coming from the heavenly realms, and because these creatures came down in spaceships, human beings mistakenly took them for gods. And once these devious creatures found out how ignorant human beings were, they took full advantage of it. Hey, oh, well, you think we're gods? Okay, we'll be your gods, and you'll be our people. Haven't you heard that phrase before? So everybody, including you, the listeners, needs a brief little education on the 12th planet, because this is the really root source of most of the problems on Earth. You know, demonic beings just came here and took advantage of what was going on already and added more to the bad mixture. Anyhow, it was recorded on Sumerian clay tablets that the Nibai runes, those are the creatures of the 12th planet. The planet is called Nibiru, Nibiru, however you want to pronounce it, N-I-B-I-R-U. I call it Nibiru, and I call them creatures Nibiruns. We could call them devils, even. So anyhow, the Nibiruns of the 12th planet of ancient times were shamelessly, publicly displaying all the negative social behavioral patterns that most of our present-day human race still engage in. And so let's just take a quick look at what they did. The most obvious ways in which both the present-day and past social thinking of mankind have been contaminated by the forceful interferences into the affairs of mankind by the Nibiruans. So the creatures of the 12th planet were a male-dominated class society. Now, don't we see that still existing on Earth? Male-dominated class society of egotistical ruling families and their serving workers. We still have those ruling families today. They're everywhere. They were opportunist creatures from the 12th planet. When they realized primitive humans were mistakenly believing that they were gods, they took full advantage of our ignorance. The 12 planet creatures, the Nibiruns, they were the originators of kingships on Earth. For hundreds of thousands of years, primitive humans were being subjected to the control technique of continuous family rule by the Nibirians, by the creatures of the 12th planet. Subsequently, the 12th planet creatures were also the original displayers of pomp and pageantry on planet Earth, and it's still practiced today. Look at the royal family of England. You know, the queen rides around and family members, they ride around in that solid gold coach. Come on. So going on today, the Nibiruans, 12 planet creatures, taught primitive mankind about slavery about 300,000 years ago by enslaving humans to work in the gold mines in southern Africa. So enough of this crap about the white devil slave masters, unless you're referring to the Nibiruans as being the white devil slave masters, because they were the ones who initiated this 300,000 years ago, right? Forget about blaming the Europeans and all that crap. Learn the real history of Earth. They are the original creatures from the 12th planet. They are the original devil slave masters who are to blame for setting a bad example that is still being copied in the 21st century. They maintained authority over their human worker slaves via superior weapons. Kind of the same things going on today. They engaged in land grabs, followed by total domination of the territories that they claim for themselves, just like the world leaders do today. Come on, this is just too coincidental to ignore. They practiced the control techniques of divide and rule. Sounds familiar? The denied by ruins impulsed mankind into playing the conflict game, if we're still playing, of us versus them. Yes, we're still playing that game. Keeping us fighting amongst ourselves made it easy for the Nibai ruins, the creatures of the 12th planet, to totally control mankind. And they are still the ones who are controlling mankind. They are the biggest evil on our planet. They control the Cabal. They control the Illuminati. They control the New World Order. They control the banking system. Understand that. That the rulers of all the things we hate in this world are these extraterrestrials, these note creatures, not of this earth, creatures from the 12th planet. Now, hopefully the good guys are going to remove them, but let me just go on to remind everybody all the bad examples they set for the human race that we still participate in, and they control us through that. They tricked us into doing things the way they want us to do them. Denied by ruins, yes, the creatures of the 12th planet invented and used propaganda to mind control us. Sound familiar? We know who controls CNN. Denied by ruins, the 12th planet. They control the New World Order. New World Order controls all media. The Cabal, the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the Black magicians, they're all controlled by the 12th planet. The Nibai ruins, these evil creatures from the 12th planet, plundered our planet Earth without shame. These are the ones who set the bad example about mistreating our Mother Earth, just like the big world corporations are doing today. They set the standard for that, and they are to blame. They felt they had the right to play God and alter the genetic makeup of all species made of the planet Earth, including mankind. It's going on today. Proof they are still in control. Hopefully, they will be removed from our planet by the good guys, the Galactic Federation of Light, who are here to help us get out of this nightmare that the 12th planet put us in. Some of these 12 planet creatures possessed the knowledge of real black magic and used it whenever they chose to use it. And there's plenty of books and information to back this up. You just have to look for it and you'll see the connections. Also, the Nibai ruins, the 12 planet creatures, were sexual exhibitionists. Well, isn't that interesting? And some of them would literally get drunk, and you wonder where drinking came from. Well, there you go. They would also cheat on their lovers for a variety of reasons. Hey, does that sound familiar? Boy, where did we get our bad habits? Well, I'm telling you right now. It's also a historical record that the Nibai Ruin Kings, also known as gods, would rape their own daughters and even their granddaughters. Well, I wonder where that bad idea came from. Well, I'm telling you, it came from the 12th planet. The ruling families of the 12th planet were both envious and jealous of each other. It sounds like life today on planet Earth. According to the Lost Book of Enki, the ruling families were vindictive, vengeful, and engaged in family rivalry. In one case of revenge, 7 atomic weapons were exploded on our Earth. This is important historical information. I'm telling you here on this radio show, and you need to pass the information along to your fellow human beings. Hey, all this information that I'm talking to you is documented in two particular books, The 12th Planet and The Lost Book of Enki, by author the late Zachariah Sitchin. And you ought to take it seriously, because it all, the dots begin to connect. We see where we get all our bad habits is from the 12 planets. The Nibai ruins, 12 planet creatures, introduced mankind to their ideology of obey or suffer the consequences. Now, doesn't that sound familiar? They were also strict in administering wrathful punishment. They gave mankind bad examples of governing a society fairly. They were users and abusers, deceivers and liars. Hey, sounds like our U.S. Congress. A lot of the other stupid world organizations. The Nibai ruin rulers, the 12 planet kings, queens, royal families, and their IGG, are the ones who wrongfully influence human males to physically force human females into accepting a life of submissive second-class citizens. Come on, we got that going on today. Just look at the Muslim world. Talk about making women second-class citizens. Oh, my God. It's sickening. The Nibirans were technically evolved, but spiritually lacking. This is all important information. This should be taught in grade school, but it's being ignored. And it's not being shared with the human race, because the rulers of our human race are just like these rotten 12 planet creatures. They have no consideration for the individual. They just want to control and use people as pawns, as slave labor. These are important things to understand, because this is part of life. Meanwhile, we've got a spiritual evolution transpiring here on Earth. The Pleiadians are trying to anchor the love vibrations to move this planet and all the creatures, including us humans, into the fifth dimension. And we have governments around the world that are doing everything wrong, because they're all under control of the 12th planet and other bad entities. You know, yeah, we won't blame only the 12th planet. There's other bad ET races that are controlling governments, and this is what makes life on Earth difficult. And of course, we have to pay attention to what's going on in everyday life. 5G, people keep talking about. There's plenty of videos out there on the internet. I picked them up on, they're YouTubes, really, talking about this horror that's being forced upon everybody, and nobody is doing a damn thing to stop it. Is everybody brain dead? Is everybody gutless? That's the question I have to ask. Is everybody cowardly, afraid to do something to stop this? I mean, they're basically the world controllers who are evil. Our world is still controlled by evil, no matter how many good things are being done for it by the good ETs. Now, our world is still controlled by evil. Evil entities, evil ETs, who control all the evil organizations on Earth. You know, the bankers, the Illuminati, the big corporations, the wealthy families, they're all controlled by evil ETs. And then, to them, their proxies, they control us. And they're looking to kill 95% of humanity. They gave us this warning. That was like 38 years ago or something like that. And you know, nobody's paying attention, but now it's facing you right in your face. They're putting up energy weapons on everybody's telephone pole in front of your house, and they're going to turn on the juice and slowly cook you, microwave you to death in a short period of time. Why isn't anybody doing anything to stop this? You know, if you're out there listening to my voice on the radio, well, you need to talk to your fellow human beings tomorrow and find out, why isn't anybody doing anything about this? They are doing it right in front of your face, and they're planning on turning on the juice as soon as they somebody gives the command. And once they do that, you better run out to the woods. You're going to have to leave your home to survive, because if you stay in your house, they're going to have an energy weapon on a telephone pole in front of your house. They have the wires and the transformers already on the telephone pole. They're everywhere. And they're also using solar panels. They're going to be hiding behind solar panels, and also they're going to connect the solar panels to them, so even if the grid was turned off, the electric grid, these energy weapons are still going to be pulsing bad microwave vibrations into your house. They're going to be going right through your body and causing what's known as free radical damage, which you get too much of it beyond what your body can take, you'll get cancerous growths all over your body. And people are, of course, this is a big money-making thing for the world controllers. They want everybody will get sick with cancers. Everybody will stupidly run to the doctors, the people that don't know anything about really killing cancers. I don't give a shit what you say. Don't tell me, give me one great success story, because I'll give you a thousand unsuccessful ones. When the real cures for cancer are in the plants, like the marijuana plant, yet it's still illegal in most of the world. And it's not legal enough in the U.S., and things are not changing fast enough. But we don't want to have to get sick. Simple, 5G should never be allowed to happen, but it's being allowed to happen because this world, especially in the United States here, we've got too many couch potatoes, which are nothing but a bunch of cowards, lazy, do-nothing, worthless pieces of crap that don't have the guts to go out and even try to save their own life. Yeah, that's who you are, couch potatoes. You don't go out and vote. You're not willing to stand up to fake authorities, and the U.S. government is fake authority, and many of the other sub-governments under the U.S. government are fake authorities. They serve the evil creatures of this world. They're not serving you, the general public. And guess what? All you couch potatoes, the sheeple, you're asleep on your couch. You're in the Matrix. Your brain dead, and you don't have the guts to get up off that couch and make an attempt to save your life. You're pathetic. I have to tell you that, because, you know, something has to wake you up, because government is not going to save the people of America. It's only going to be the citizens saving themselves, and you are worthless crap, couch potatoes sitting at home, and not willing to socialize with fellow Americans and go out there and take a stand to remove these evil people in government, whether it be by voting or whatever. It has to be done, because they are government, all the people in government are brain dead. They're allowing all these bad things to happen to us. This is the final killing machine that's going to kill most of us. It's the 5G network. I don't care what we have to do. If we have to get chainsaws and cut down the telephone poles to short out the system, well, that's what we're going to have to do, because nobody in government wants to do anything. Nobody with any authority wants to do anything. They're willing to sit back and pretend nothing's happening, and they're going to die just like the rest of us when this stuff gets turned on. The only smart people are going to be the ones out in the woods or out in the desert where there's no antennas, and they will survive. this is not a science fiction movie. This is reality. I hate to have to waste my precious time talking about such negative things, but this is where it's at. It's a sad story. And everybody is participating in the sad story by their non-actions. Not willing to take a stand, even save themselves or their loved ones, and not willing to make a collective effort to try to stop this. Let's face it, we all know in America, our Congress are a bunch of do-nothing, lazy, dirtbags, sellouts, bribe-takers, and they are so stupid, they don't realize the 5G is going to kill them too. It's unbelievably how stupid people are. Well, those of us that still have our head on straight and know how to think, we have to take command of our reality here, because government people are going to let us all be executed, really. And that's what this is. This is a mass execution. It's being done right in front of our face. And nobody is standing up to say anything against it, except people like me. But it takes more than just talking against it, because people in the Congress are not going to respond to anything I'm saying. They're brain dead. Even poor President Trump. Yeah, he's done a lot for a president compared to all the trash we've had before him, but he's not doing enough. He needs to sign an executive order to stop the 5G and stop the chemtrails, too, because these are things that are killing us. And we need another executive order to stop the GMOs. Those things designed to kill us. I mean, people are discovering there's all kinds of plastic particles and bad DNA showing up in hamburger rolls now at the fast food places. Is that sickening or what? I mean, you shouldn't be eating that food anyhow, but now they're actually putting in ingredients to further poison you. Nobody, and it's being allowed to go on. You know, it's been discovered what they're finding out in fast food rolls, pieces of plastic and stuff in the hamburger rolls. Subway's another one. Their bread rolls are filled with plastics and all other kind of bad DNA particles and other kinds of poisons. Not to mention the chemtrails that fall down on everything. You can't trust organic food unless it was grown in the greenhouse. It's not organic anymore, because if it's out there, the chemtrail planes are flying over, and the poisons, the aluminum, the barium, the radioactive minerals are going right into your food. So how organic is it? This is sickening. It's happening. And nobody in government that's supposed to be solving these problems are doing anything. I talk about bad governments. How could I leave out California? This is the most stupidest state in the whole nation. The people there, from Jerry Brown, the governor, down, they are total idiots, imbeciles, and as the English say, arseholes. If you're living in California, believe me, you need to march down to the Sacramento and remove these people. Bring some local sheriffs with you and arrest them all for treason, because they're allowing things to happen, not to mention the stupidity that they're turning you all into poor people. I heard something about $1,459 for a registration for a single vehicle. Come on. That's literally highway robbery. No pun intended, but it's there. I mean, insanity. I mean, a registration document should only cost under $10, really. Not even that, under $5. But they're using that to extort money out of you. So what kind of crooks are running your government to pass legislation like that to extort money from the general public? I mean, truthfully, I've said it before, I'll say it again, republics are form of government. It seemed like a great idea back when they came up with the idea for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Yeah, a republic seemed like a great idea, and it was practical in those days because we didn't have instantaneous communication. It was a long way from where you were to where your representatives were. So you needed that type of representative republic-type government. But as far as today goes, now republics have proven themselves they don't work, because in the modern world, all the representatives are bought out. They're all bribe takers, phonies, grandstanders, liars, cheats, con artists. We know that. You know? We know that already. We don't even have to prove it. It's a given. And unfortunately, we have to put up with it. So we have to really disable the whole system, you know. I keep telling everybody, you know, I go out there on Twitter and I say it's time for a referendum-only type government where nothing can be put into law. In fact, all the laws need to be changed and reviewed. Do we want these laws? Most of them we don't, because most of the laws are about suppression. Suppression of freedom, diluting your constitutional rights. That's what most of the laws are about, and extortion of money from the general public. So we really need a referendum-only type government where the public will decide what should be the law and what shouldn't. And here's the good news. Hey, listen, I'm following, there's actually a lot of representatives of the ETs on Twitter. I'm following the Pleiadians, the Syrians, and other Galactic Federation entities that either are getting going on Twitter directly or indirectly through humans willing to participate in a communication chain. And they're all talking about, there's this wonderful thing coming, it's called the event. It's a pulse of beautiful, loving energy that's going to affect the whole human race. And at the time of the event, there's going to be full disclosure of all the things that have been hidden from you. That's right. Don't count on our government giving you full disclosure, because our government is as corrupt as every other government in the world, just about. You know, and just saying we're better than everybody else means crap nowadays, because our government is almost as bad as every other government. So they're all bad governments. So anyhow, the Galactic Federation of Light, the good guys in the universe, are coming here, and they're bringing this thing, this pulse of light called, which will, when it hits here and affects everyone, it's called the event. They're going to give us full disclosure. They're going to give us a replicator machine so we can, just like in Star Trek, talk to the machine will manufacture what we want. Isn't that beautiful? They're going to set us back on the gold system, money-wise. They're going to close down all the banks for 2 weeks, so you better have some cash on hand, but this isn't probably going to happen until next year or something like that, but you never know. It happens sooner, and nobody's going to lose their money, but all the false transactions will be canceled out. The power of the banks will be dissolved. The money system will be set straight with a gold standard. Eventually, we'll get rid of money because we'll all have replicators and we won't need the money. If you have a replicator that can make anything you want out of thin air, so to speak, well, hey, why do you need money to buy anything? The replicator can make whatever you want. Sounds beautiful, right? But it's not happening next week. Meanwhile, 5G could be turned on next week. You never know. I believe it's going to be turned on before the end of the year. It might be turned on at the end of the summer. So it's a serious thing we need to talk about and do. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. There should be one human being out there that's concerned about 5G calling and let me know, or I'll have to believe I'm the only one that's concerned about it. Number here is 888-627-6008. Hey, I tweeted throughout the week, you know, there was some Native American Indians. I asked, you know, tweeted them, hey, call them to the show. They're talking about bad water they have on their reservation. Well, hey, there's an easy cure for that bad water. But, you know, if just go on Twitter and complain about it. You're not going far enough, Al. I invited, you know, I made the offer, tweeting back. I forget the correct Indian name of one of these Indians. I tweeted back to him and I asked him to call into the show. Well, you only got 15 minutes left to call into the show, and guess what? I don't think you're going to call. And you're probably suffering not only from the bad water, but that social disease called unresponsiveness, you know? You got a problem with bad water, you get a response from somebody who wants to help you out and tell you how to go about changing your situation with the bad water on your reservation, and you don't bother to connect with somebody who can help you. Kind of a jerk are you? I don't mean to be rude, but hey, you know, I mean, this is part of the problem. It's an epidemic of unresponsiveness, you know. People, what the hell are you complaining about when people are looking to help you, yet you don't want to respond, you know? I mean, it's really, it's sickening. And a large percentage of Americans, they're afflicted with this disease called unresponsiveness. You know, if I had a dollar for every time I offered to help somebody with something and they didn't bother to get back to me, I'd be a millionaire already. Because it's sickening how unresponsive people are. And these are the people that want to just walk around and complain, but they don't want to do a damn thing for themselves. And they don't even know how to be responsive when somebody's offering to help them. Well, there's a stupid situation, if you ever heard one. Well, just to prove I can change my conversation on a dime, I'm going to read a poem. It's philosophical. I believe I read this maybe once before, but it's worth reading. Because if I write a poem, it has meaning to it, it has purpose. And just like the songs I write, they have purpose, they have meaning. They're not just something nice to listen to. Because I believe in putting meaning to things and make things more important. Anyhow, this is a poem I put together some time ago. I call it Speaking of Observations and Comprehensions. Think about what I'm saying here. Those of us who understand, we see the sickness that plagues this land. This disease that eats away at our common sense is becoming a social epidemic. In case you didn't notice, this is what's called blank verse. Doesn't necessarily rhyme. This 1984 scenario perpetuates itself, feeds on itself. As evil stalks at all our doors, the tension becomes much more. The final battle between good and evil has begun. It's time to take sides. There's nowhere to run. It's all in vain. Who is to blame? It has been planned that way, they say. A plan devised for our demise. The monsters from Maple Street are everywhere. The Twilight Zone warnings are becoming realities. We the people are being led down a one-way dead-end street. The laws themselves are entrapments, and for the enforcers as well. None of it makes any sense. Has logic been entombed in cement? Too many rules and regulations. The phony situations plus more frustrations. Guidelines for the enslavement of the human spirit. These creatures from beyond time and space have infected our minds with their flypaper holographic projections. They've already dulled our intuition, tainted our nutrition, and tricked us into believing in fatal superstition. Like some evil Pied Piper, these invisible entities beckon us to our own self-annihilation. We sense that something is wrong, and in our panic, our collective minds create fear-based living thought forms that subsequently manifest their own suffocating realities. These evil beings from afar, they've given us more than enough rope to hang ourselves. These devils in disguise have given to mankind the blueprints of plans designed to fail. Have you noticed how the people are being turned into sheeple? As I speak, they're putting you to sleep. Well, it's time for everybody to wake up. Time to turn off the TV and the cell phone and clear all the clutter that's clouding your mind while there's still time for you to regain control of your mind. That's right. Stop living your life through the cell phone. You know? That's not what it is to be a human being. Turn off your phone. Take a walk outside. Walk into the forest. Walk into the desert. Go swimming in the ocean. Feel the power of the waves. Surf the beach, whatever. Connect with nature. Because that's part of what it is to be a human being. Your mother is the planet Earth, Mother Earth. And you need to reconnect with her, you know. I've heard it 1,000 times, and you probably did too. But it's an important thing to do. It said that when you walk barefoot on the earth, it helps you connect. Now, truthfully, most of us never walk barefoot unless we're at the beach. But you could walk barefoot in the forest. Of course, it's dangerous walking barefoot in this crazy world. There's pieces of glass, nails, all kinds of dangerous things that we have to be careful about. So probably the safest place is to walk on the beach. Even there, you got to be careful. But it's something to think about, connecting with the earth. Go out in the night where there's no lights and look at the sky. Assuming it hasn't been clouded by the chemtrails, you can see the stars. You go out in the wilderness and look at the sky, and there's many more stars. These are important things to do in life. If you're not doing them, you know, you're not living the human experience, really. Anyhow, better days are coming. So the good ETs, say, are telling us, it's time to understand and educate yourself that you've been lied to your whole life from school on. All this stupid nonsense about searching for life. All the other life forms are here. Planet Earth is probably the most important place in the universe right now, and all the concerned ETs are here, good ones and bad ones. And the final drama is being played out, and we're all part of it. But you're going to miss out on it if you don't get involved with this 5G stuff, because the bad guys, before they get taken out and removed, they're interested in killing as many people as possible. That's where their sick mentality is, and they have no regrets, and they're doing it right in front of your face. You need to... Tomorrow morning, you need to go out and look at the telephone poles and see all the extra wires and all the garbage can size transformers up there and understand that in one day, with a big workforce, they'll be able to hook up all the energy weapons to all the systems that they have in place already, turn on the juice, and within a couple of days, millions, hundreds of millions of people are going to start getting sick. You're going to run to the doctor. They're not going to know why you're sick, and they're just going to tell you, oh, you got cancer, and go for the chemo. And most of you idiots out there, because you're brain dead, are going to listen to stupid doctors telling, giving you bad advice. Meanwhile, there are some good people in the United States now that are, you know, trying to waken you up to the fact that the marijuana plant has basically the cures for everything. And you need to look into that. Try it. No side effects. What do you got to lose? Meanwhile, our stupid Congress doesn't want to legalize it on the federal level. You know, again, we need to, like, change our legal system. It has to be a referendum-only type government because republics don't work. Where's the proof? Look at the Democrats and Republicans. They've proved it to us that republics don't work. What more can I say? I mean, it's there. They've proved it. Republics don't work. And it's not going to change because the bribery, the lobbyists, that thing is so embedded, it's pretty hard to get rid of it. So you have to really change the whole form of government. And in fact, the only way to get these guys to do the right thing, they have to obtain through popular vote and at least a 75% approval of anything before they should be able allowed to make any decision in regards to laws. Now, that makes perfect sense. I mean, if you got a better idea, well, why aren't you talking about it? And I think I've got the best idea. Hey, that's why I'm running for president. If you really want this country to change for the better, you want to make America great again, well, you need to get in contact with me and support my presidential campaign for 2020 because I'm the guy who has all the solutions. I'm the guy who has the knowledge. Regardless of whether you love President Trump and you want to applaud all the things that he has accomplished, I can do 1,000 times more better than he can. So everybody should vote for me. You Democrats, don't like Trump, well, you should vote for me because I'm the guy who has the solutions to everything. Solutions are easy, really. The only thing stopping the problem from being solved is bribe-taking government people that are willing to take bribes to make themselves richer as opposed to doing what's right for the general public. That's right, U.S. Congress. You're all a bunch of bribe-takers, worthless, no good so-and-sos. You know? What can I say? Prove me wrong. But you're not going to be able to because you can't resist taking bribe money. And then there's your grandstanders. They just want to, they get their position of authority. They just want to stand in front of the TV cameras and talk about things. Perfect example, you know, I think he's a nice guy, Rand Paul. Yeah. He loves to talk about what he wants to do, what he doesn't want to do. He loves to grandstand. He loves to do performances and all that stuff, but he doesn't have one solution to anything, nor does he ever, has he really ever done anything positive. Yeah, talk is nothing, you know? In fact, the only reason he's gone as far as he can in politics is because of Ron Paul. Well, now there's a guy that would make a good president. Of course, he got sidelined because he didn't understand. You can't beat the big guys by playing their game. That's why I'm doing this as a writing candidate, because they don't believe it can happen. But I know that this is the only way to beat the big guys, and I intend on beating them. Of course, if everyone out there listening to my voice doesn't want to help me, I guess I won't win the presidency. But I ought to win the presidency, and everybody ought to be supporting me. If you listen to my radio shows, you know that I know what I'm talking about. And I'm telling you, the president of the United States, easiest job in the world for people who know what to do with it, and I'm one of those guys. All these other people, anybody, any idiot who says it's a tough job, they're not qualified already just by making that stupid statement. You know, I talk a real conversation here. So, you know, if you're not willing, you're listening to my voice, and you're not willing to support somebody that knows how to set everything right that's wrong, what kind of a human being are you, you know? Really. I mean, unless you've got better ideas, and if you do, well, why aren't you out there talking about them? And truthfully, I don't hear anybody out there anywhere talking about better ideas than I have. And that's my final statement on it. So we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, guess what? I used to tell a joke. I called it the ultimate bird joke. But I decided I'm going to rename it, call it the shape-shifting joke. We've all heard about humans or other creatures that can shape-shift. So here it is. One time, the ultimate bird joke, now the shapeshifter joke. It's kind of like it. It's a little story. It goes like this. It's about birds, yes. That's why it was the ultimate bird joke. It goes like this. Did you hear about the cardinal that got caught robbing? Well, he got so fluttered at the idea of being cooped in a cage like some kind of parrot. He started to sing like a canary, and eventually he became a stool pigeon. That's a shape-shifting joke. Anyway, it's the end of the show. Tell your friends to listen next week, Saturday, 10 p.m., Pacific time. If you listen to the show before, you know, you hear my music at the end of it. So I'm going to do the countdown now. Mr. Engineer, here it is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join